Rabbi Shimon Krauss.
Says in this week's parsha, says, as Moshe Rabbeinu appointed Yeshua to be the next leader of Klal Yisrael, he said, "V'nasata moitcha olav," you should put your glory on him, "l'man yishmu kol adat b'nei Yisrael." And in the next pasuk it says, "V'lifnei Elazar ha-Kohen," in front of Elazar ha-Kohen, "yamay." That means after the patira of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua will take over, Yeshua will be the manik of Klal Yisrael, but nevertheless he will still have to come unto Elazar. He should stand. And what should he ask him? What should he ask Elazar? He said, he asked from the Urim and Tumim. That means Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, the Brisk Rav explains that there was a form of Masaira Torah, that for 40 years, when Moshe Rabbeinu had to ask something that was too difficult, he would ask the Rabbeinu Shalom. We saw Mefurish by the Bnei Slavchad, by Pesach Sheni, by the Megadeh, by the Mekoshes, and it could be many other cases which we don't know of, that the Rebbeinu Sholeilam had direct contact with the Rebbeinu Sholeilam, and he could ask him. So the Brisk Rav explains, but that was only by Moshe Rabbeinu. Only by Moshe Rabbeinu did it apply this tremendous direct contact with the Rebbeinu Sholeilam. But after Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, it never applied to any Nevi'im that they had such a direct contact, that they had something difficult in Halacha or something, that they would ask direct to the Rebbeinu Sholeilam. So the Brisk Rav explains what happened afterwards. Then the process was that they would go to the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol would ask the Urim HaTumim. So it went via the Kohen Gadol to the Urim HaTumim. And that's what it says in the Pasuk, "L'nei Elazar HaKohen Ya'amud V'shoa Aloi B'mishpat HaUrim Lifnei Hashem." That's very interesting. Yonasan Ben Iziel says, Azoi, Yonasan Ben Iziel says, "V'kodom Elazar Kano Yishamish." And Yonis Ben Iziel says a tremendous chiddush. He said, "V'hei kad yiskasei minei," when it would be hidden from him. Piskam. Piskam means halacha. Any halacha would be hidden from Yeshua. "V'yashilei b'din uraya," he would ask the Urim HaTumim kodom Hashem. So what's pshat? First of all, we have to understand, what's pshat that you would ask the Urim HaTumim? We know a klal, Laba Shemaimi, the Moshe by Baskoil, we say, "Ey Mashkichim Baskoil," Rabbi Shua said, "Omer Rabbi Shua, Ey Mashkichim Baskoil," we don't listen to Baskoil. When it comes to Halacha, we don't listen to Baskoil. And he said, "Lav Bashemaimi."
The latest stage,
you
won't tell you didn't
look
to a Baskoil. Are you answering?
You can answer as well. very good. Now, it said, and similarly, we find the Yonasan Ben Iziel says in Shmoyis, the same idea, it says in Shmoyis, Chofches, Perichofches, Pasuk Lamed, Lechana Rabbo, Shetova Ufan. What does Tova Ufan? He's asking Torah. He's asking Torah, Min Kodom Hashem. Then it's referring to the Chosh Mishpot. Chavches Pasuk Lamed is referring to the Chodesh Mishpat. And in fact, it seems to be Mamish Mephorish in Rashi as well. It said, "When the Sat is Chodesh Mishpat, it's Urim et Satumim," that's what Yonasan Ben Iziel said. And Rashi there says, when it says, "Es Mishpat B'nei Yisrael," in the Pasuk, Rashi says, "Of V'no, Dovo Shem Nishpotim V'nivochkim." Nochim means like a V'kuach. Things that are judged upon and arguing about Al Yodoy, Im Lassi Dovo, Oiloi Lassi, Zizot Mephorish Rashi, Abshati, they went to the Urim and Tumim. So it seems that they had something difficult in Halacha, they went to the Urim and Tumim. Ay, Labba Shemaimi. And also, the Yonasan Ben Iziel says exactly the same. Shemoyz Chavkes, Pasuk Tesvav, Yonasan Ben Iziel says Mefurish. V'tavit Choy Shedina Devei, Mehuda Devonai, Yisrael, Diskasi Min Dayanaya. When it was hidden from the Dionim, they would go to the Urim and Tumim. So the first kasha is, how does that balance with Labba Shemaimi? Another interesting thing to note is Yonasan Ben Iziel, when he brought it, he always said when it was hidden from the Dayanim. We saw in Shemois and we see it here at Heintevach's pasuk, when it was hidden from the Dayanim, then they went to the Urim HaTumim. Why was that an important clause, that it had to be first of all hidden by the Dayanim, from the Dayanim, and then they went to the Urim HaTumim? Why was that such an important factor?
But you also asked, why did it change from Moshe to Yeshua?
No. Because no one was like, Loikam Novim Kamisha. No one was like, Moshe. Only Moshe Rabbeinu had direct contact.
In Moshe Rabbeinu's time, they didn't ask the Umatum if.
No, you're right, you're right.
Yeah.
This is talking about after Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter. Why did it go like this? Enochanami. That after Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, then the process was to go and ask the Umatumim. And the question is, two questions. First of all, Laba Shemaimi, Ein Mashkichu Bas Koil, Laba Shemaimi, we see that by Bas Koil, the Chorib should see it by Urim Atulim. And another thing is, why did Yonis Menizil put in a very important factor, and he said, if it's hidden from the Dionim, then you go to the Urim Atulim. But otherwise, it didn't seem you go direct to the Urim Atulim. Why was that such an important factor? It's interesting to notice that if we look, perhaps, at Bas Koil, the Indian of Bas Koil, perhaps it can lead us to understand a bit. As where's the famous case of the Bas Koil? Bas Koil is by Rebbe Lezer and Chachomim has an argument, and by Emes we have to realize it was Yochid Verabim, Yochid Negerabim. But nevertheless, Rebbe Lezer wouldn't give in, and he was talking about a certain tannel, a certain earthenware vessel, and he held it was Tohir. And the Chavim said it's Mekabel Tumah. Therefore, the Nafkamina was this Tanur had already touched a Sheret, so this Tanur was Tomei, or perhaps it touched a mace. And then afterwards, food, Chulin, Kolchim touched that Tanur. So according to Chachamim, all those foods were Tomei, and eventually burnt. And according to Rebbe Lezer, it's Toir, 100% Toir, you could eat it, no problem. And Rebbe Lezer persevered. He didn't give in. Yochid Rabim, he didn't give in. The state, as Rebbe Lezer said, I'll bring a raya. And it's called, interesting, it's called Tanu Shelech Noi. So he says, he brought a raya from, the first raya he brought was from the Chorav. The Chorav. As it's stated often, as the Chorav tree, the carob tree, and he said it'll move, and it moved. According to one case, it moved 100 amma, and according to other case, it moved 400 amma. And they said, Ein mevin raya min haChorav. Interesting, they didn't say Eim Avirin Raya Minah. Moifus? They said Eim Avirin Raya Minah Chorub. It's interesting just to note, the Gaon says that he was intimating, and I've got a Grisa Maila. Why? Because Shteb Achanina Ben Doisa, that he sustained himself on a piece of carob from 1 week to another. In other words, I'm Mistapik Mahmud. I have that tremendous Maila Mistapik Mahmud. But they said, nevertheless. And then they went right to, he said, Amasamayim. The Amasamayim will move from here, and Taka moved. And they said, Eim Avin Raya, Zot the Gon, Mina Amasamayim. He didn't say Eim Avin Raya, Mina Moifas. Why did they focus on the Amasamayim? Because he was intimating, he was Maramas, as Mayim is comparable to Anivas. Why? Because just like Mayim goes from top to the bottom, so does Torah. So with Maramas, I'm an honor. I've got the Mayil of Anivas. But nevertheless, they said, Eim Avin Raya, Avil Hochid. Many Chachamim have got the same Maila, and perhaps in Achros Alochim, we're not going to use it, because there still is Yochid Rabim. And then it said, he brought a Raya from the Kosli Beis HaMedrash. And the Kosli Beis HaMedrash started slanting, started sloping down, until Omad Yeshua Raglam, he said, stop there. So Lechwayd Rav Yeshua, it didn't carry on going down. Lechwayd Rav Elezer, it didn't go back up. And it stayed there as an Edus. The Gonzot, and that was a remez to his Asmoda. Because I'm sitting, Yosef Beit Medes. Of this said, nevertheless, despite your Stapkus Bamurut, despite your Anivis, despite your Asmoda, we're not listening. There's many other Chachomim, and we have a rule, Yochid Rabim, Halacha Rabim. Then a Bas Koil came out, and the Bas Koil said, as Halacha Kemoisei Bechol Mokim. The Halacha is Ma'alochem Yitzhar Abelazah. Shalocha kemoise mechol mokim. So, Mamshi, a Bas Koil came out. Alechayre, you should go according to the Bas Koil. The Bas Koil said something, when Shmaim said something. So, it said, Omar Yeshua Raglo, Yeshua stood on his feet, but Omar Loi Bashmaimi. And what Shat Loi Bashmaimi? Abshat is, Akva Nitna Turim Asinai, Ein Onu Mashkichim be Bas Koil. We don't listen to Bas Koil. So, Rabbi Yimri is really explaining to Rabbi Yeshua, as you were not listening to Bas Koil, and interesting enough, he adds on, Shekevar kusavta bat Sinai b'teira achrei rabim latis. Go achrei rabim latu. So we go after the majority. So the question is, do we always say, we'll come back to Urim Tumim, but do we always say, Ein maskichem bas koil? Do we always say that? There is a famous... Rabbi Victor Zog. There's a famous case. We paskin till when Mashiach comes, we paskin v'ker. But till Mashiach comes, we paskin like Beis Hillel. Why do we paskin like Beis Hillel? Only because of the baskoil. So how does that fit in? Here we say, Emeskichim baskoil, contrary to Labishmaimi. And the whole reason why we paskin the Gemara and Rishonim, Ada Yoimazer, why we paskin like Beis Hillel is because as a baskoil came out, the Alokhik Beis Hillel. How does that stim?
And Behemoth is talking. Was because Beis Hillel were more lenient.
So Behemoth, you're asking good. Yeah. So the Gemara in the Erevin says like this, just to understand a bit the background of Bas Koil. In the Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel, it says like this, Shloisha Shonim, 3 years, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai were arguing. Each one said the Halacha Kamoisi, and they said the Halacha Kamoisi. So they were arguing, each one held their shtar, that the Halacha was like them. Eventually, for 3 years, there was no Akhra. There was absolutely no Akhra. There was no one paskin. What mean no one paskin? It wasn't Eilu they were Elikim Chaim. Each one paskin like they paskin, but they wouldn't. There was no decisive factor who the Halacha was like. Because they held the Halacha was like them, and they held the Halacha was like them, and that's how it remained. Ad Shabbat Bas Koil, a Bas Koil came out and said the Halacha is like Beis Hillel. It didn't say that's the reason. It didn't say that's the reason.
What was the reason?
So you're asking a good question. What was the reason? So, the Gemara says that Beis Hillel, we pass like Beis Hillel. And Behemoth is, Reb Gavi is asking, what's the reason? So the Gemara there explains, it's also Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara explains like this. Behemoth, you can ask a Shaila. Why was the Bichlal a Sofik? Because Behemoth says, Ishtay and Beis Hillel were Roiv. Apparently, as I state, and Beis Hillel had the majority of people. Yeah, so we have a rule, Yochav Rabbim, Aloch Rabbim. So the Gemara explains that Beis Shammai were Mechadidi Tefei, they were sharper. And because they were sharper, it seemed to be a balance. Even though you say Yochav Rabbim, Aloch Rabbim, because we say Pasuk Achre Rabbim Latis, however, the Mashal explains, it says in the self same Pasuk, it says, Loisan Ariv, the ratio of the Pasuk says Loisan Ariv, and we say Loisan Arav. And Rab means Rab Mumcha. So there was a sort of a balance. They weren't sure. Because on the one hand, you're paskin like Beis Hillel. On the other hand, you're paskin like the ones who are Mumchim. So it's Maram, you're paskin like the Mumchim. And Beis Shammai were Mechadid its fame. And therefore, it wasn't so clear cut. So the Bas Koil came out and made it clear cut. As no, we paskin like Beis Hillel. That means, even though there is something what to be mistopic about, that perhaps we should paskin like Beis Shammai because Mechadid Tefei is sharper, but nevertheless, now the Bas Koil has decided, as no, it remains with the normal version of Yochiv Rabbim, Lochik Rabbim, and we say, Achrei Rabbim Latis. And even then, very interesting, the Gemara goes further. The Gemara asks your kasha, why do we paskin like Beis Hillel? It seems to be that the Gemara, even though we say, but nevertheless, if Beis Shammai and Mechadid Tefei, why in the end did we paskin like Beis Hillel? So the Gemara says, very interesting, the Gemara says that because Beis Hillel was Savlonim and were Anovim, and they always used to, in the discussion with Beis Shammai, they always used to proceed, Beis Shammai used to put Beis Shammai first, and when they mentioned the Machloikis, they brought out the Pesukim that Beis Shammai mentioned, and also when they talked about a Maisa of Talmidei Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, they said Talmidei, when they related the Maisa, they said Talmidei Beis Shammai, and then afterwards they said Talmidei Beis Hillel. So they always put Beis Shammai first. So because of the Anivis, they were Zoichel, the Alocha Kamoisam. So now, going back to the Gemara here,
somebody
of Rebbe Lezer.
There was no Machloikis between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, it was only Beis. In Shammai and Hillel, they didn't have a Machloikis.
No, it seems to be.
Because they always mention the Machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel.
Yeah.
They never mention Shammai Beis Hillel.
But Emmett says, you're answering a very good question, because why is that seems to be the whole Indian. Yochid Rabbim. So we're talking about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But Hillel and Shammai don't come into Yochid Rabbim. So you're quite right. That's why you got Yochid Rabbim. That's why the whole question came in. Yeah. So the truth is, we see like this. We see one Gemara in Erevin says that a Bas Koil came out and we passed him like Beis Shammai. Like Beis Hillel, we passed him like Beis Hillel. Ada Yom Ezeh, that's what we're relying on, the Bas Koil. On the other hand, we see this Gemara of Lezen Chachamim, Bas Koil came out, Omer Rav Shua Raglov, Eich Mashkichim Bas Koil, Katoira Lab Shemaimi. So how does that balance? How does that balance? So how does that balance? So stira, Tosfos asks the stira. Tosfos in Bamasi asks the stira. As in one case, I'll just go over again. In one case, we say, as a Baskel came out and said the halacha is like the Chachamim against Rabbi Elazar. No, the halacha like Rabbi Elazar against Chachamim. And Omer of Shua Raglob, he says no. Emashkichim Baskel. And Rabbi Yirmi explains Torah Lav Shemaimi Shekavah Kosa B'Torah Yochiv Rabim Halachim Krabim. So we see quite mafurish Emashkichim Baskel. In fact, they went further in the Maisi. He said they burnt all the Taurus of Rabbi Elazar and they put him in Chayim and so on. So we see that's how it went. That was the Mahalach. Rabbi Elazar is Shamuti. Rabbi Elazar was Taka Shamuti, yes. I know, but everyone holds Akhrab and Artis in the first Shapasit. Everyone holds that. Even Beit Shammai holds Akhrab and Artis.
Everybody holds
Akhrab. Everyone says, some of the first Gemara and Sanhedrin, Mishnah and Sanhedrin. Yeah. That means that perhaps before the Bas Kol came out, perhaps at that time everyone could follow their Rebbe. So he followed his Rebbe and he said, Shamuti Anoichi. When at the time when each one followed the Rebbe, Abadah, he went like Beis Shammai. Yeah. And in this Gemara, we see the Gemara in Erevin, we see quite mafurish that we do follow Bas Koil. So what's Pshat? In one Gemara we don't follow Bas Koil, and the other Gemara we do hold, follow like a Bas Koil. So now Tosfos' answer is very simple. Tosfos answers like this. The emes is azoi. A person, lechatchila, doesn't go towards a baskoil. He doesn't look to hear from a baskoil. And certainly, if the baskoil is contradicting what the Torah says, yezicha don't listen to baskoil. And that's what the Gemara says in Yom HaMashiach. Shekavar kosa b'Torah achar amalatis. Shtei achar amalatis. So if it's already written, a baskoil can't contradict the Torah. Yeah. Abba there in Gemara Neirvin, for 3 years they had a machroiki, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, they were arguing for 3 years. And they couldn't come to Achra, they couldn't come to Psak. So after they simply couldn't come to the Psak, it was hidden from them, the Psak. Then a Bas Kol came out, so you see two factors. Number one, the Bas Kol never contradicted a Pasuk in the Torah. And number two, the Bas Kol came after it was hidden from the Dayanim. They couldn't paskin. So then the Bas Kol came out and said, Halacha ke Beis Shammai. So now we can understand over here. So now we can understand over here, as by the Urim Atumim, what said in Yonis Menizel, Targum Yonis Menizel. It said in Urim Atumim, it said Ari Yiskase, when it's hidden from the Dayanim, and only when it's hidden from the Dayanim, when all other avenues have been explored and it's been exhausted, all the koiches in Tachas Hashemayim. Then Enochonami, then you can come and ask the Urim Atumim. So that, it seems to be like this. You ask the Urim Atumim only when all avenues have been explored in this world. And then there was a Rishus to ask the Urim Atumim. And there we don't say Lab Shemayim. And also it must be noted that it mustn't contradict anything which takes Mefurish in the Torah. Find a very interesting Gemara. There's a Gemara in Gittin which brings this out. As everyone knows, the story of the Shamir. I don't know, it's called Shamir. This worm. This worm. And this worm had a tremendous koyach. What was this worm? It was created Sheshimei Abreishis, and they used it for the Avnei Meluim. As they had to, there was a bit of a contradictory factor here. So first it was used for the Avnei Choshen, already in the time of the Mishkan. Yes. Not to cut them. Let's say you took one of the stones and you wrote Reuven, because each stone had the names on. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, each one had the name on it. Other things were written. Now they had what's called a contradictory halachas, lechoira. Why? Because one halacha said it had to be etched out. It couldn't be written. So write with a pen on top of it was no good. It had to be pituchei chosam. It had to be etched out. On the other hand, there was a apostle that said, Lim milu oisem, it had to remain complete. If you etch out, there's always shavings that come out. You're always missing something. So how do you compromise the two factors to make it balance? So the only way was to take a shamir. What you did was you wrote Reuven, let's say, and you put the shamir over the reish, over the aleph, over the vav, and so on, and it would simply submerge, like a valley, it would submerge it, or like in sand, it would submerge it, and it would come out a crevice, but it never went It was never missing any shavings, any edges or anything. And they had to use the shamir. Shamir was something unique.
What was wrong using the shaving?
No, because they le milu oisam. Le milu oisam. It had to remain full. It had to remain complete. And that's why it was lechoira, a contradictory halachas, but that was pshat. They used the shamir. And this shamir was created in Sheshimei Bereishis, and this is what they utilized. Now, when Shlomo HaMelech wanted to build the Beit HaMikdash, it seemed that the avonim of the Beit HaMikdash had to be in a similar manner. It had to have avonim, it had to have stone, but he couldn't cut it. So he went to the Chachamim, and he said to the Chachamim, how do I find the Shamir? Chachamim didn't know. So the Chachamim say, take the names of two main Shadim, Shin Dalet, and take them, and they will know. So somehow or other, Shlomo HaMelech captured the two shindalas. And they told him, they don't know. If you really want to know, we'll tell you who knows. The Ashmedai. The Ashmedai was the king of the shindalas. Now, to get the Ashmedai wasn't possible. All this wasn't possible. Even for Shlomo HaMelech, it didn't come in 1 second. What did he do? The thing was, they told him, the Ashmedai told him a secret like this. That... The two shadim told him a secret like this. Now this Ashmedai lived in a certain mountain. And this mountain, he sustained himself, it seems, from a certain pool of water, a reservoir, which was covered by a massive rock. It was completely covered. And every day he goes up to Masivta the Rukia, and every day he comes down to Masivta the Ara. And not only that, he can detect if a human being touched the stone. So now there's quite a challenge. How do you get to this reservoir? How do you get to this stone if he can detect that it's been touched by a human being? So Shlomo HaMelech sent Ben-Yol, and Ben-Yol went, and what he did was, there was this reservoir at the top of the mountain, covered by the stone. And Ben-Yol went to the side of the mountain, and dug into the mountain, dug underneath the reservoir, and all the water came out. And then he put some cloth there to stop it up. He stopped it up, like cement, whatever, he stopped it up. Then he went to the top of the mountain, but he couldn't touch the stone, he couldn't uncover the stone, because Ashmedai would detect it was touched by a human being. So he made the reservoir right next to it, and he did like what is called Hashoka a bit. He made a pipe, and so now that the water was out, he filled it up with wine. From one reservoir of wine, it went into the other reservoir, it was an empty reservoir, and it filled it up with wine. Then Ashmedai came down later that day, and he came to the stone, and he didn't notice, he couldn't detect it was touched by a human being, because in fact it wasn't touched by a human being. And then he uncovered the stone, and he saw this vat, this reservoir of wine. And, well, he couldn't hold himself back, and he drank all the wine, he fell asleep, and then Ben-Yol took hold of him, he captured him, and he brought the Ashmedai, and the mitzvah goes on. And then eventually they got the Shamir. Tosfos asks a very interesting question. We see the perseverance of Shlomo HaMelech. The exhaustive measures that he took to get hold of the Shamir, it wasn't simple. Even for Shlomo HaMelech, it wasn't simple. It wasn't a simple feat. He had to send someone a massive chochem. So how did it work? So Tosfos asks, why didn't he ask the Urim HaTumim? Why didn't he ask straight away the Urim HaTumim? Why did he go to the Chachomim? And then, why didn't he ask the Urim HaTumim? So Taisa says, very interesting. Taisa says, this Yisoid that we said, that he didn't want to ask the Urim HaTumim. Because if he can do it any other method, he didn't want to ask the Urim HaTumim. So we see, like the Yenis Simon Yisrael says, that you don't ask the Urim HaTumim unless it's mamish necessary, unless it's mamish covered from you. Everything you've tried, takas shemaim. If you can't come to decisive factor, takas shemaim, then yes, anachanam, you can ask the Urim HaTumim. But before that, you should not ask the Urim HaTumim. Ain't showing the Urim HaTumim, you shouldn't ask the Urim HaTumim. And it seems to be the Yisoid is like this. Perhaps we can see it in the Pesukim itself, in Devarim. Because where does it say Lav Shemadi? It says in Devarim. In Sefer Devarim. Sefer Devarim, and Pashas Nisovim. It said, "Ki amitzvah zois, asher anichim mitzavcha yoyim, zot rabbi nishalayim, loy nifleisim imcha." You're talking about Torah, Doisha. You're talking about learning Torah. You're talking about psak halacha. Loy nifleisim imcha. It's not far from you. V'loy rechoyki. It's not distant. Loi b'shamayim. This is the makor. It's not in Shemayim. Why? You don't have, by the way, Rashi says, if it would be in Shemayim, you would talk to it. How could you go up? There's no questions asked. There could be one teretz. They all ask, how can you go up to Shemayim? How could you go up to Shemayim? It says, if we would have been told, if it would have been in Shemayim, we would have taken ladders gone up to Shemayim. How could we go up to Shemayim? Teretz, the Torah said, we could have. And it would have been Siyat Shemayim. It's very interesting. There's a pasuk elsewhere where it says, Besuris la Shemayim. And Rashi says it's Loshen Avoy, it's Guzma. Because when we're talking about normal things, physical things, you say Ad Shemayim, it's Loshen Guzma. But when we're talking about the Heilige Torah, it said, Loi b'Shemayim, we could have taken it gone up. We could have taken it gone up to Shemayim, we could have. If the Rebbeinu Shalom will tell us, go to Shemayim, we could. But in the meantime, we don't need to, because Loi b'Shemayim, because it says at the end, Kikori ve'lecha adobo, Moed. Beficho, you can speak it out. You got Shimon Shalom Chom, you can speak to your rabbis. And you got Memchad Kinyonim. And you can learn it. And you can understand it. So why do you have to come up to Shemayim? But therein, in the Pesukim itself, one can see that if Taki, it's not. It's beyond us. We come to a point where we've exhausted all measures, then we've got a Rishus to go to Shemayim, so to speak. You're allowed to listen to Bas Koil where necessary. And you're allowed to go to the Urim and Tumim. And that's what Yonis ben Aziel meant. That Kad Yischasim in Dayonayot, when it's covered from the Dionim, you've exhausted all measures of Torah in this world, then you have permission to go to the Urim and Tumim and ask Malacha. Very interesting. Yeah?
Hello?
Yeah, yes?
Oh. Excuse me.
It's okay. Yeah.
Talk again,
he's speaking and learning.
Yeah, I know, but I can't hear you.
Yeah, it's okay.
Let's go quietly.
Yeah. They were very interesting. Mention it as we talk about it. There's and this you saw it. I've seen the Chidor bring that. It's brought the same Chidor as this you saw it. That you don't go to Urim Atumim, ancient Urim Atumim, if it's still within this world. But after you've exhausted all measures, then you can go to the Urim Atumim. And another sad, there's a very interesting thing. We find a famous Gemara in Yuma Dafayin Hayom Beis. A famous Gemara. The Gemara says that Zera Gad, the man was Zera Gad. What does Zera Gad mean? God, Abshati, it was Magid. It used to relate. What did it relate? So the Gemara gives three examples, but we'll take one example. We have Reuven, he has five people in his Mishpacha, and he has an Eved Kanani. And we have Shimon, he has five people in his mishpacha, and he has five people in his mishpacha. So Reuven says that this Eved is mine, it's always been mine. And Shimon said, no, you sold it to me yesterday. So they have a machlokes. So how are they going to be machlokes and machlokes? The man would be Magid. Yeah, the man, Zera Gad, as the man would be Magid. The man would tell us how. Because we know by the mons of Omelech of Goylis. So the next day, where did six mons fall? Did it fall outside Reuven's house? Because it would fall for David as well. Or did it fall outside Shimon's house? And that would tell us. So first of all, they all ask Akasha, Torah, Lab Shemayimi. Then to make the Kasha stronger, there was more Gishmak to make the Kasha stronger. As Lechorah, Moshe Rabbeinu said, come tomorrow. Without exhausting many measures of investigation, interrogation, garnished. Come tomorrow. It could be within 5 hours. Come back tomorrow. So it's not even Ari Yischasim and deny it. Straight away, we'll rely on them on. What about Torah Lab Shemayim? Even if we say we are allowed to rely on these measures, but never, it's only after we've exhausted all measures here, like with Shlomo HaMelech and a straight to Torah against Shimon Zeal. But here, it says straight away, come tomorrow. Tomorrow, it could be 5-6 hours' time. So one of the truths in the give is a very interesting teretz. As the teretz to say is as I, that what would happen, you know, there's new scientific inventions coming out the whole time. And this is what's called laser beams. You know, when you go through the customs, they want to know, what have you got in your baggage? So they want to know, have you got something that you're not meant to bring into the country? So in the olden days, in the Alter Zeiten, they used to open up the bag and used to investigate everything. They used to throw out all your clothes until they came to what they thought was something, and then it was nothing. But that's how it used to go in the olden days. Now you go through a machine and it has laser beams. So how does that work? The Torah says, we're not asking halacha, we're not asking hachra, we're not going into any lomdas, any amelis b'toyra. It's, we do rely on scientific fact, and it's telling us the facts, and we can rely on it. Now, lahavdil, this mon is no less. But the mon had kedusha in it. But nevertheless, if we can rely on the laser beams to tell us facts, metzias, we can rely on Shemayim to tell us metzias. This wasn't telling us halacha. It's true as a consequence of the metzias of telling us the facts. Then we could work out the halacha. But nevertheless, the mon itself was only directly focusing on the metzias, on the facts. Who actually bought it? It wasn't entering the whole halacha, what kinyan, the mishich, and the chodesh mishpah, it wasn't entering all that. The mom was simply telling you metzias. For metzias, many mepharshim say that it doesn't matter, the Azad Bei Rav says it, and the Reb Chanan, it doesn't matter if we rely on things from Shemayim. It was just simply to tell us metzias. We find, very interesting, Yonis Ben Ezeel, it's by the parash of Egla Rufa. It says, "V'ato the last pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, v'ato tevayir adom anokim mikibechal." Pshat zayin. As after you've done the Egla Rufa, because we don't know who the Ruseich was, so we made the Egla Rufa, and we checked the Egla Rufa. And Rashi says, if ever you find that the proper Ruseich, don't worry that now you're going to kill another person besides the one who was killed. Now you're going to kill the Ruseich. Oh, after you've done Egla Rufa. Don't worry, after you've done the Egla Rufa, now you're going to kill the Ruseich. No. Ato Tavair Adom Anokim Gribecha. Nevertheless, he is a Ruseich. If you attack and find him, and you kill him, even after you've gone through the whole process of Egla Rufa. So Yonisim and Azil Nifli Tikazach. He says that when they shechted with the kupitz, with an axe, it wasn't with a normal shechita, the Egla Rufa, from the nevela, from the carcass, would come out rima, certain types of worms, a whole shirotsim of worms, a whole swarm of worms, not worms, type of insects, and would lead us to the Ritzeach. Now, what about Torah Lav Shemayim? Torah Lav Shemayim.
Like a
laser. Oh! See, he's telling us the Metzias. That's how they explain the Bechonon, as the Bei Rav is telling us. Sorry?
Oh,
yeah. So he's telling us the Metzias. Telling us the Metzias is okay. Derech Agav said, "V'ato tevair adom anoki." The soif tevis is hey reish mem yod, which is rimo. Rimo is worms, and the worms would take us to the Ritzeach.
So
pshat zazoy. It had to go. No, to tell us the Metzias, he's the Ritzeach. That it did tell us. It seems. But to judge him afterwards, was he Mezi, was he Mekavani, was he Mesasek, and all these things, Avadi Gavis had to go through Dayanim. So Anachonami, this is the proof in a way, that Pshat is Azoi. This would take us to the actual person who committed the Ritzicha. Now, did it fit in all the parameters of Ritzicha, Ritzicha Mezi, Dasra, etc.? No, the Anachonami, that had to go to the Dayanim. Anything to do with process in Halacha had to go to the Dayanim. But regarding Metzias, imagine we would see, I don't know how much we can rely on video cameras, but imagine we would see the Dayanim see themselves. Or let's say they would see it direct themselves, that this murder took place, then they could rely on their eyes. So this was the same way. But the Ligaba the Lomdis in Halacha and Echonami, it had to go through a process of sitting down and basting, and etc.
According to Mahalach, how come Hannah went to Egi, straight away to use the Orem Tzuvim? According to Mahalach, it was every single avenue before. The master
then
straight away,
Eli asked. It wasn't Hannah, it was Eli. It could be, it's a good question that. It could be, as we're talking Beis HaMikdash, and we're talking about the Kedushas of the Beis HaMikdash, and he couldn't wait. It's a bit like, I'm not comparing it mamash, we're talking about Hadikawas Parash of Pinchas, Kanoan Poygenboy, as Quran and Digrasa, as there's a limit how much you can ask a Shaila. So certain things you have to straight away deal with it. So here we're talking about Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, she thought she's Shikha, Mamash Mavaza, Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, he didn't have time to sit down and take out Svarim and start thinking. He had to know straight away what is happening here. Perhaps that's an answer.
This question exactly, I don't understand what his question is.
He's asking a Gevaldige Kash. He's asking why by Eli did he ask the Urim and Tumim regarding Chana? He should have thought out, taken out Svarim, Gatraft, speaking to other Talmid Chomis. I'm suggesting that Pshat is, as then the Beis HaMikdash, you've got Kedusha Beis HaMikdash, there's no time to ask. We've got to know straight away, but Tutsachdor. It's a bit like by Pinchas, there's no time to ask, can I employ him by? Yeah. And so we see this thing about, it's very interesting. Oh, now that you mention that, now that if Gabby's mentioned that, you must be a novice because I'm coming to the next one. Yeah. Now that Rav Gavi's mentioned that, state Tishbi. So we always say Tishbi, Yitaretz, Kushiv, Ziboiz. Now here's a Gavaldiga Kasha, Nifladika Kasha. And the bad thing is, whenever it says Tishbi, we're not talking about Matzias. We're talking about Sveikas and Alocha. Learn early Matzias, you see all around Shas, you see Tishbi. Tishbi, Yitaretz, Kushiv, Ziboiz. By the way, yeah, you're right. Teku. By the way, teku, the poshup shot means teku's Aramaic for stand. It will stand, the shayla will stand, the sofet will stand, till Mashiach comes. And the welt zot, tishbi yitat kushu di boys. And what shat tishbi yitat kushu di boys? Eliyahu Novi will answer all shaylas. So, Be'emetzias, they're talking about not Matzias. So we can't give an answer of Matzias. And they're talking about Anovi will answer shaylas. Eliyahu Anovi will answer shaylas. What? Alidei Nevi'is? The Rambam says in Hilchos Yisoid the Torah that Anovi is very similar to this idea. Anovi cannot paskin Alidei Nevi'is. He brings it. Anovi paskin even a din emes. Alidei Nevi'is? We say Torah Lab Shemayim. And not only that, he said Yechonik. The Novi has to be killed. Why? Because Torah wasn't given via Nevi'is. He can't paskin alochas. Even the din is emes. He can't paskin. So how can we say Tishbi Yitaretz Kushiv with your boys? What's Pshat? Chasim Sefer says that. We have to understand, Eliyahu Novi is nischalik into two. Right? I don't know much about this, but it says as well. It says there's a goof of Eliyahu Novi and the neshama of Eliyahu Novi. And the neshama went up to Shemayim. And by every bris, and the goof also seems, and it went up to Shemayim. By every bris, it's not the goof of Eliyahu Novi. By every bris, it's the malach. It's the malach of Eliyahu that comes in. Malach abris. That's the malach. That is by Shemayim. Shemayim dikazachen. But then there's Eliyahu, the goof. Eliyahu the good means he comes down like a Talmud Chochem Muflug B'doyrei. And we'll see if it's a Talmud Chochem Muflug that never seems to have been like that. Talmud Chochem Muflug B'doyrei. When we say Tishbi Yitaretz Kushiv with your boys at the Chasam Sefer, as it means in a form of a Talmud Chochem. He's good. He'll come like a Talmud Chochem. And he'll pass Gan Shailas B'derech HaTorah. Not Al Shemayim, not Al Sanovi, not Al Sanovi, not Al Samalach. He'll pass Gan it like a Talmud Chochem Muflug. So we see it varies. Sometimes Eliyahu Novi comes down as a malach. Horaya by a bris. We all say malach a bris. He comes down as a bris. And that is a Shemayim dikazach. But there will be a time, Yitzhak Hashem, when Mashiach comes, he'll come down in the form of a goof. And it'll be a Talmud Chochem Muflug B'doyrei. And he will paskin shaylis in halacha. Not just Mashiach. In halacha. Because he'll have a koyach of a Talmud Chochem Muflug B'doyrei. So zeich zayin to the Gula Shleim.
Middle, no? Yeah. In this time, you understand.
Yeah.